This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So just this morning, the Trump administration education department has said it's over. They're ending. This has been a controversial issue, ending free tuition for illegals, undocumented illegal immigrants. That's what's going on here. So I was looking this up, and in Pennsylvania, let's look at all students in higher education, 681,000. How many undocumented? Nearly 9,000. How many international students in higher education? Over 50,000. But let's take a look, and these are sites, many of them, that advocate for undocumented young people. So these are not, you know, these are not conservative sites at all. In fact, these are sites that some of them government sites, but some of them advocacy sites that I'm researching that are talking about, hey, we advocate for undocumented young people illegally here, and we're advocating for them that they should get a free ride. So how many undocumented immigrants in Pennsylvania? Nearly 200,000. Those are undocumented. DACA eligible residents in the state, 13 plus thousand. And then they say the spending power of DACA eligible residents. So they want to say the spending power, in other words, that they're here illegally, but I guess they're grocery shopping. The issue.
Seriously. The same thing. You're so
like,
right.
What? So the issue here is these are DACA eligible residents, state and local tax contributions. So they're paying taxes, and to the tune of nearly $60 million. That's a good thing. But when we talk about how much we pay for undocumented students, this is in the millions of dollars. high school level, whether they're in a public school. And we know in Pennsylvania, because of all the, think about all the stories that I've talked about, even with Broad and Liberty's newly nominated for a huge Biggity Big Award, Todd Shepard.
Woo,
yeah,
Todd,
right? Yay. We were excited about that. Had fun with Terry Tracy. If you missed that interview yesterday, and we were Terry Tracy, the CEO of who helps run the Broad and Liberty site, really proud of the big investigative awards that they've received and nominations. But if you think about that, even the testimony that we've seen here in Pennsylvania as to what's going on in education, how much the actual cost, federal dollars, state dollars, just in Pennsylvania, you're looking at upwards of $25,000 to $26,000 per student, and that's K through 12, not even higher ed. So how much are you willing to pay your kid, and this is private schooling, but on top of all of that, you have tens of thousands of undocumented individuals here, and state and federal dollars, tax dollar, your tax dollars are paying for their higher education. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that's fair. If private groups want to do that, you be you. George Clooney, if you want to sponsor kids and put them up in your house, and you be you. But why is it that they get that money ahead of United States American citizens, our young people? I'm going to turn before I get to the rest of the story. I'm going to say this. Dan Borowski, great example, our executive producer, his beautiful wife, Maisie, expecting their first baby in October. I'm going to get personal here. You and Maisie, I remember when I first started here on the Rich Cioli show at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT 10 years ago. And you were talking about your beautiful girlfriend who you wanted to marry, Maisie. And I fell in love with you guys. I was like, oh, my goodness. And he was like, yeah, you guys put off marriage. That means you guys put off having the baby you're going
to
have.
God, I'm 35. And I hate to say, she's 33. And
you wanted.
You know what happens at 35?
Yep.
It's a geriatric pregnancy. It becomes much more dangerous to have a child. And I hate to say, but you're 1,000% correct, and I know exactly where you're going, that we were kind of not only put into a corner and rushed because of the 35 situation coming up, but we had to wait until we were this age because of student loans, because of so much that we're levied with, and meanwhile, this goes on, and I hate to say, it's like, why don't we get a step up as Americans? It's not fair, really.
And so, Just take that in for a moment. Just let's just inhale that for one moment and think about it. That so you guys in your mid-20s, because if you remember Dan, and at the time was just, you know, this you know, kid out of college, pretty, or after the Stern internship and some smaller markets, Pager, and you were madly in love with Maisie. And so I think about that. You could have an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old and have other kids. But you guys felt that this was wrong to get married and bring children. You wanted to do it right. You wanted to have the home first and pay off your debt, or at least a piece of it.
I don't mean to go down a different path, but it's what we thought was right. We thought we needed to go to college, take out loans, find white-collar jobs. I look at my friends in Indiana, Dawn. They got kids graduating high school this year.
So take that in.
It's nuts to think, but I hate to say, but those were kids that when they were 18, 19, just out of high school, they were starting families, and now they're, you know, looking at kids that are sophomores, juniors in high school as well. And it's crazy that we have gotten to the point in society where it's, if you live in a high-taxed area, East Coast, West Coast, it's hard to start a family before the age of 30 or so.
And so I want to put the face on this. I want to put Dan and Maisie's little baby girl who's going to be born in October, who we're going to welcome in, and think about a young couple in their early to mid-20s who wanted to get married and have a bunch of kids. If you know the age of 35, you know, and we've talked about this with fertility, the odds of getting pregnant after the age of 35, at 35, boom, for most women biologically, your odds of having a baby are reduced to 30% or under. And for some women, it's lower than that. So just take all of that in, because the other side, the left, is going to say, well, these kids, these DACA kids or these illegals or these undocumented kids, they deserve the American dream. But there's a huge population, and I'm pointing to Dan and Maisie and their unborn baby girl. Well, what about them? What about them? Why not put them first? And so I just want to point out to you, former President Obama and former President Biden, they did not put American citizens or American children first. They made all of you wait. And they said, you over here, sorry, you get behind them. But undocumented folks who came here illegally and are here illegally, they get to be first. And American taxpayers, your tax dollars are going to pay for them first before Dan, Maisie, and their unborn baby. I just want to put the face on this and make it a human personal issue, because that's what the left has always told us.
Yep.
That we're nasty, that we are not sympathetic, we are not compassionate. And so let's just put this on an equal playing field. And so the Trump administration is righting a great wrong by doing this and saying, no, they're revoking. And this goes all the way back to the Clinton administration. It's a Clinton era rule allowing illegal immigrants to access your tax dollars, taxpayer funds for in particular, this one, technical and career schools. So I would submit to you that I hope that this is where it'll be challenged, but we need to broaden this and say, no. Local taxpayers, Montgomery County, for example, how many times have your taxes gone up? Mm-hmm. Part of that is, Monco, you're paying for all of these undocumented folks. Now, if rich people want to fund it, if rich people want to pay for private ed, if rich people want to take them, you be you then. Fine. That's a different issue. But this is involuntarily our federal tax dollars are being robbed. It's a case of Robin Hood, if you will. And our tax dollars are being robbed from us. And this is robbing our children, our young people, and young families, just like Dan and Maisie. And I hope, Dan, you didn't know I was going to go there. So
no,
thank you for, I hope I didn't violate
anything. No, please.
And
it's something that frustrates us to no end over and over again, because we think we're doing everything right. And it's sad because we're getting a late start, and we know that. You can't turn back time.
At some point when you now see what the Trump administration is doing, I'm going to ask a tough question. I mean, do you feel you got played? You got scammed?
No, we knew we were getting scammed the entire time. I'm just happy to see that maybe people in the future won't deal with the same scam.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's a beautiful, selfless thing to say, you know?
But it's true. I mean, we've known for years now that this whole system's, I hate to use the term, but it's effed up, you know? And that's where we are now.
It's wrong. This is President Clinton. I mean, Jimmy Kelly does the best Clinton, but it's like, I feel your pain. But he did not feel your pain. And this was a scam. And we as Americans, we've been scammed since the Clinton era. It was supersized during the Obama era. And we were all told that we're deplorables. We were told shame on us. But that's not what this is about. And again, if you want to start it, hey, rich people, if you in Hollywood, you want to start big funds that you, through private funding, want to sponsor families to come over from other countries, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about people who are coming here, because those programs where people are coming here from communist countries and they've, you know, been suppressed and oppressed and brutalized, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people coming here from countries where everything, whether it's not brutality, that's not what we're talking about. But they're coming here illegally and they're taking advantage of programs that should be American kids, American families put first.
Producers note, Jaron Krusen, the person that acquired the exclusive, will be joining us today at 11 for more information on this.
Good. So I'll stop talking about it. This is a Daily Caller exclusive. As Dan is saying, the headline, Trump's Education Department ends free tuition for illegals. Good for you, Daily Caller, for breaking the story, which is now making some headlines. And this just broke. I mean, it just within, 90 minutes ago or so. So Department of Ed, and we'll have the author and Jaron. I can't wait to hear more from Jaron Krusen. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Found this, and it's personal for Dan, Maisie, and so many Americans who are living this. And we're told, hey, you, Dan, mm-hmm. you, Maisie, you stand in line. because these people are going to cut ahead of you. That's what it's about. This is wrong. And that's why your vote matters, and it continues to matter.
He was just walking by. I did pull in Bill Clinton, if you want to yell at him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Clinton, former President Clinton is, well, to your face now, Journalism 101. If you have the president with you, whether he's former, Jimmy Matthews, this is for you. I have to say Mr. President, President Clinton, when he's in your face. Yes, sir. What do you say to this?
First of all, you people who took out all that money, it's like they say in an airplane, you know, they bought their tickets, they knew what they were getting into. I say let them crash. Now, when I was president, I was trying to be the education president and trying to deal with all these kids and everything. But now it just doesn't matter. Hillary's not in anything, and I don't want to deal with it.
He just wants to go away.
I just want to go away. You know, unlike Barack Obama, I just want to go away and just enjoy my time.
He just wants to sit in the corner with his TV, you know, his Antiques Roadshow.
Sit in the corner, my Antiques Roadshow, do what I got to do. And I don't even want to be in the news anymore. You notice how I'm not in the news anymore? I'm about as irrelevant as Howard Stern right now. You just don't hear about us, you know. Remember back in the 90s, you couldn't even turn on the radio show without hearing my name or hearing his name or various other people. Remember Rush Limbaugh? He just made his whole entire living off of me.
And let's be honest, sir, you're just trying to escape Hillary at this point.
Hey, look, anybody's going to, that should be the next movie right now. Instead of Escape from New York or Escape from Here or Alcatraz. Now, here's the thing. Would you rather stay at Alcatraz?
Alligator Alcatraz,
or spend the night with Hillary. You know, that's the thing. You'll be running. You'll be running for Alligator Alcatraz. Trust me.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Yes. Well, I'll make different with you there, sweetie.
This is good.
Jim Whew. Kelly there.
Oh, Jimmy Kelly, the best.
Fantastic job on the morning show, too. Sir.
Yes, absolutely.
I just can't wait for Stalker to get back. You know, it's been great trying to steer the ship right now. You know, at least I'm not like Deanna Troi in Star Trek The Next Generation crashing on that planet. But we came pretty close. There's been some close calls here. Oh, yes, and please stop getting your news from Twitter, but we have had some close calls on our morning show.
Where are you? Hello.
Yes, we miss our Greg Stalker, our brand manager. Oh, we got Dan, we got Jimmy, we're having fun here at Dawn Stensland on X. Thank you for being on YouTube. We'll take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So we're always working for you. Here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, 855-839-1210. We were, Dan Borowski and I were looking at the WhiteHouse.gov, a lot of different sourcing that we, you know, scan through every single morning so you don't have to. And noticing the site, WhiteHouse.gov, where they have on their YouTube channel, it looks like a new graphic. They're always updating these. But you see, it's a red, white, and blue sort of flag themed, if you look at this, and on this one that Dan is showing, honoring our veterans.
I went to the WhiteHouse.gov website. I'll pull up their
YouTube channel. Yeah, work never stops, showing some of the cabinet meetings. America is back. That's the theme that we're seeing. America is back. So playing off of MAGA, make America great again. Well, now the statement here, work never stops, but America is back. Do you agree with that slogan? I'm just going to put it out there, 855-839-1210. That America is back. When you look at this incredible numbers with inflation, lower gas prices, the jobs, the job creation, all of it, are we back? Do you think that's a fair statement? Number one. And then looking on there, we see that, and they're always putting new videos. It's so fast paced with this administration, with all of the hard work. And one of them just 15 hours ago, that was President Trump, participated in the luncheon. They call it a multilateral lunch with African leaders, as POTUS was, and you see him at the table, you know, entertaining, chatting with all of these different international, and this is particular, the huge continent of Africa, talking business, talking everything. And what I see when I look at that, when I think of President Trump, just celebrated his 79th birthday. You never think about his age as anything other than just a number. Just somebody who's healthy, who's with it, who's engaged, and who's always on top of his game. That is what strikes me, you know, now as we enter into the month of July. So it's at this point now, it's almost 6 months because it was from January 20th. So you think about the date and the timing of everything. And so almost the 6 month mark, right? Think about what President Trump has achieved in this short amount of time, how the media never will give him a compliment, never gives this administration a break. And you think about it, just, right?
It is.
Take that in for a moment.
Did you happen to see Susie Wiles' interview with Miranda Devine, New York Post, Pod Force One? She talks about the work ethic and the work pace of Donald Trump, and I think it plays right into what you're saying, if you want that, Dawn.
Here it is.
He never stops working. Yeah. And so when you combine a work ethic that's unparalleled with a wish list that's very long and an appetite for success for the American people, this is what you get.
Yeah, hit the ground running. But I guess we see that Donald Trump works in Trump speed, mm-hmm. warp speed. Mm-hmm. But that also means that the people who work for him do the same. Mm-hmm. Do you ever find it hard keeping up?
I don't know of another mortal who could really keep up.
Right.
I work as hard as I can, and I think I do fine, or at least if I don't, he hasn't told me that yet. But it is superhuman pace. There's no question. And if you look around at the staff, they're all young but me. So there's a reason for that.
Well, I would say, you know, Susie, 39 and holding. What, I don't know her age, but like nowadays, because everybody's living longer, and especially with the
previous economy. Everybody's working longer. So I don't know. My philosophy is for Trump, when I look at him, he loves working for you, for us, for the American people. And you always tell your kids and your family members when they ask for any kind of career advice, when they're going into college or even high school looking at colleges, and they say, well, how can I get rich? And the advice always is, and I know the advice to me as a kid was, do what you love. With President Trump, I would love to ask him, out of all of your jobs, out of everything he's ever done, is what's your favorite job? Because I suspect that even though he works hard, and I know that he does, I suspect this is his favorite job, working for the American people. I think he loves what he does.
Can I bring more from Susie Wiles?
Yes, sir.
He cares so. He is truly a patriot and cares so deeply about this country. And that's not something that he came to in 2016. It's always been there. I didn't know his dad or his early life, but I have to believe that it comes from there. And this country's given him everything, and he believes this is his chance to begin to give back. And I think he's right.
And I imagine, the left would love for you to believe that it's a toxic work environment. It's miserable, especially for anybody who has a family. What about Caroline Leavitt? She just had a baby. Must be horrible.
Conservatives hate families and workplace, combining the two, Dawn.
I was sitting in a cabinet meeting one day, and they do tend to go on a while. And so
I hit the wrong pick there. That was a great one, too, but here's the one that we wanted, Dawn.
You can't be your best at work if you're worried about your children, worried about your daycare, worried about whether the nanny's sick on a given day. So I live that. I understand that. And I want these women involved.
Yeah.
So hopefully we make it as comfortable as the White House can be for young moms, young parents, young dads, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Caroline Leavitt comes to mind.
Perfect.
She's
example.
Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so think about how this just blows open the narrative that we've heard for so long about President Trump. Think about the media narrative. They wanted to make him out to be this evil guy. And I have to go back to the Darth Biden speech that was right here in Philadelphia, where, I mean, then that was just downright hurtful. Remember, we talked about it. Many of you were calling in. It was just...
Are you talking when he had the red background?
Yes. And, my kids called it Darth Biden at the time.
Yeah, when he was all angry and had the laser shooting. He had the memes of the laser shooting from his eyes afterwards, and they're playing it up like,
yes.
Yeah, Dark Biden.
Darth Biden. As he was saying, you MAGA, you evil MAGA. And the United States Marines standing at attention behind him right here in Philadelphia was so over the top to me. But that was the ultimate, where we were the deplorables. And you had the president of the United States of America really taking aim at more than half of the country that we were somehow evil. It was awful. And now look at what we see with President Trump. And I love hearing this interview. Thank you for cutting this up. We only aired, I think, one clip of it because there was so much going on this morning on Kale and Company. But I love it, Dan, because it just shows the positive energy nature of what's going on. All of these people of different generations hired by this administration doing a great job. And when they are having babies and they are, you know, their family people and all of that, they're being celebrated. And the administration just saying, hey, we love you. We know you're a hard worker, but we want you to feel like you're not worried about your kids, your family, your baby.
I mean,
it can't get any more positive. I'm sure. You know what? I'm sure that Caitlin or Anderson Cooper, I'm sure they're going to do the same kind of interviews, Dan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, let's bring out Susie Wiles and talk about how positive the work environment is at the White House. Yeah, it's something the producers of CNN are pitching left and right, I'm sure. Final thing, it was the cut that I cut off there, but it actually plays into what you're talking about. You know, bridging generations and listening to experts in all different fields as he built his cabinet. Susie Wiles does go into the cabinet. Do you want that cut?
Yes.
Off?
I was sitting in a cabinet meeting one day, and they do tend to go on a while. And so I was jotting down in my notebook the you know, how I saw the cabinet. And these numbers are wrong, but order of magnitude correct. You know, 5 published authors, 7 billionaires, 11 lawyers, a couple of minorities, a Democrat or two. It is an amazing group of people that he put together. And what Bobby Kennedy's done, President took some criticism, not so much for Bobby, but what has he run before? And he has recruited a team that's unparalleled. He's doing great. Brooke Rollins is doing great. Linda McMahon has an impossible job that she's done with great grace.
Yes. And achieved a lot, actually.
Marco Rubio was born for this.
Yes.
And has just been quickly assimilated over here in his NSC position.
It really,
there's not one I would not, who I would say is not a complete success in what they're doing in their area.
And what about Elon Musk? Because, and this is what I love about Miranda Devine, that she really goes there. She asks every question. But what I love about Miranda Devine that I don't see at CNN and some of the pouty face networks where they're just so nasty to the Trump administration, Miranda Devine just she enjoys her job. She's smiling, the cutaways of her. And so she's just pleasant and she enjoys doing these interviews. And you can see that. It's nice, but in this one, she asks about Elon.
Sorry, I just freeze-framed her face there just to say what you're talking about.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah, and she has a smile, and all right, let's hit that clip. I don't want slow motion, though, so I got to reset it. Here you go.
That's okay.
The president was very, very kind to him, and Elon had so much to offer us. He knew things we didn't know. He knew people and technologies that we didn't know. It was a great thing when it was a great thing. And I had a very troublesome ending.
Why do you think that happened?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't know. I know that what has been said doesn't ring accurate to me, but I don't know. I enjoyed working with Elon. I think he's a fascinating person and sees the world differently. And I think that's probably what the president saw too, just a little bit different than the average Joe. But certainly came to not a good ending.
Yeah, the president seemed very interested in him. I mean, he would spend a long time, at dinners and things, talking to him closely. Obviously, there was something there, but...
Well, he's the world's richest man, might be the world's smartest man, honestly.
Yeah.
And he does have a quirky, approach to the way he views virtually everything, but certainly business and organizations and government and insight into people that were really important, I think, in the very early days, particularly during transition.
And do you think he got, jealous because he wasn't getting Donald Trump's full attention, or was it something else?
No, that doesn't sound like like Elon. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm. I love that she said that, and I wanted to hang in there for that ending, because I think that for those of us who, and my friend Amy and all of us, if you're a Trumpaholic or an Elon, I'm a huge Elon fan. Still, because I feel like Elon interpreted that he was disrespected. And I think that he is he's an authentic person. And I love that Susie Wiles said jealous, nah, doesn't ring true. Greed, money about EVs doesn't ring true. There's something else here. And I'm grateful that she said all those positive things and it came off. I believe her. That was sincere, that wealthiest, perhaps the smartest, most brilliant guy, loved working with him. I still predict that whatever that was, that will heal. And I believe that. I pray for that. I pray, I pray for everything. But I think it was just a wonderful interview and a great insight into this administration, that President Trump, if you look at the cabinet, you look at the people that he has surrounded himself with, and even obviously in the campaign, remember that Elon basically moved in with them for a bit, and at least one of his kids, his little adorable little son, living at Mar-a-Lago, and that's how Trump is. Elon became family, so I hope it's like a prodigal son. I don't know what happened, but I feel like it became personal for Elon, and so I hope he knows. I still love Elon. I'm not ready to say, oh, something weird happened. Nah, you know what? In families even, how many times you have a falling out, a misunderstanding? I hope privately they'll have a moment to work that out in a private way, because I think Elon is just an MVP and an incredible asset to this administration and to this country. And I think Elon as well is a patriot. I do believe that. And I think he has good, positive energy intentions. Maybe you disagree. That's okay. But I'm extremely loyal, if you know me. And so I'm going to keep that loyalty and keep Elon in my prayers. But
speaking of, yes, positive energy, why do we not have more Susie Wiles out there in the media?
I know.
She is such a wonderful person.
She is.
Like, just the way she speaks, the way she relays the information in the inside, the relatability of the White House.
Yeah.
We really need more of her.
But Dan, she was perfectly willing to sit there and take any question, right? And handles herself, yep, with grace and authenticity. They don't want her. They want to take clips of people, take things out of because they're nasty.
You're right.
I mean, that's just nasty. They're all nasty. They want to say negative energy things, and they'll never report anything positive. So there's that. 855-839-1210. Dan just scored an interview, so we want to get scooch to a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Thanks for being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You're okay. I hope you're safe. I know there are still power outages across our region, at least 1,000 people without power, a lot of storms this week, and the National Weather Service still has some warnings, watches, weather alerts. Many of you stuck in, had to take detours because of flooded roads. So I hope you're safe. Hope the basement didn't flood or anything of that nature. But they still remain. There's a chance that we might see some pop-up storms this afternoon. So a heads up from the National Weather Service. So we've really been focusing on what's going on across America, across the news, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia especially. Thank goodness the workers are back or coming back Monday as far as your sanitation, garbage line streets. But it looks like, thankfully, the pools, the rec centers, the libraries, the museums, all of those workers, 911 operators, because of the DC 33 strike, that's over and those workers headed back. But as far as sanitation, we're not going to see those folks come back to work on a regular basis until Monday. So the city putting out the word, please, please don't put out your trash just yet. We have that going on. I know you were busy. Dan, just refresh with me. You have Zach Smith in the house. Just want to make sure he's there. Senior legal fellow and manager, as well as an expert here, Supreme Court and Appellate Advocacy Program, Edwin Meese, the Third Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Zach, thank you so much for joining me this morning to talk about the latest with SCOTUS. It has been a busy week. Hey, Zach.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know, one of the there's a lot in the headlines, but birthright citizenship, depending on who you get your news from, I'll say it that way, your sourcing. Some, I heard local news here in Philadelphia saying, oh, this is an established law that if you're born here, you have citizenship automatically because of the 14th Amendment. I actually heard that on a couple of news stations locally. And we hear that depending on if it's CNN or Fox or Newsmax. That's unfortunate to me that, you know, the news doesn't, depending on where you get your news, they're going to say it differently. Where do you, this is your wheelhouse. This is one of your areas of expertise. How do you see this issue as it unfurls in America with the Supreme Court taking this up?
Well, this is an important issue, so I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. And look, you're absolutely right. It has been presented as the accepted view that everyone born in America on American soil are automatically citizens. And there's been this misperception that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution requires that. But if you go back and you read the text of the 14th Amendment, the text of the 14th Amendment, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially says anyone born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that's the key phrase, that and subject to the jurisdiction thereof is a citizen of the United States. Now, that subject to the jurisdiction thereof language, it has a very technical meaning. And I think if you go back and you look at the debates around the time in the late 1860s when the 14th Amendment was being debated and ratified, if you look at how that was understood, it was understood to include those who had some type of permanent allegiance to the United States, either those who were citizens of the United States already, their children would be citizens, those who were here on a permanent basis. Today, we think of those as green card holders, those who may not yet be citizens, but are likely to become citizens to stay here on a permanent basis. Their children would automatically be citizens. But others, those who are in our country illegally, those here who are here on a temporary basis, like a tourist visa, their children would not be considered automatically to be citizens because they owe their allegiance to their home country. So I think President Trump is on much stronger footing than many people give him credit for. The only thing we'll have to wait and see is how the courts interpret this and whether and when this case will make its way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And so, you know, just to put this together, how does this issue, a birthright citizenship, which the Supreme Court, I think, will, at the end of the day, I hope they clarify this and we get some clarification eventually. But can you just take us through, if you would, as far as the Supreme Court recently dealing with the issue of birthright citizenship in the sense of President Trump's executive order that they've limited the ability of those federal judges to issue these nationwide injunctions. So can you put that together for us as far as why that ruling affects this one?
Yes, so it's a great question. I appreciate you bringing it up. So I'm sure many of your listeners heard that the Supreme Court ruled on the birthright citizenship case at the end of its term at the end of June. Well, in that case, even though it dealt with President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship, the justices weren't being asked to address the merits of the question. They weren't being asked to decide whether his order was constitutional, whether the 14th Amendment requires birthright citizenship. They were being asked to decide a very technical but very important procedural issue, as you mentioned, in this birthright citizenship context and in many other cases as well across a host of the president's policy priorities. Federal district court judges have issued so-called nationwide injunctions. That's where a single federal district court judge, those are the trial court judges in the federal system, there are over 670 of them around the country, where a single judge purports to prevent the president from taking certain actions anywhere, at any time, against any person, at any place in the world. That is a power that has historically been unknown to our courts. It's a power that the framers of our Constitution would have been horrified by, and yet federal judges across the country were repeatedly entering these very broad injunctions. And so in the birthright citizenship case, the Supreme Court resolved last month at the end of June, the justices were dealing with that nationwide injunction issue. And fortunately, in a very good opinion by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, she said that generally speaking, courts do not have the power to issue these nationwide injunctions.
And so with this, and it's, you know, making headlines now because the question here is what happens next? The recent ruling limiting the nationwide injunctions. Now what happens? And I know there are scholars across the board, and I just wanted to take your pulse if I could, Zach. In other words, some people say, oh, man, because of this now, you're going to have all of these different, depending on where you are, you're going to have rulings that happen. And so what does that mean? Because it's almost like this purgatory zone that we go into.
Well, I think, my crystal ball, I joke, is a little cloudy these days. Can be hard to predict the future. But I suspect you may see some more wrangling on procedural issues in the immediate future. One of the things the Supreme Court said when they said that courts couldn't issue these nationwide injunctions, they said you may still be able to get a class action. You may be able to certify a class. There are very specific procedural rules that have to be followed to do that. Those are supposed to be very difficult to certify. Judges are supposed to control those rules narrowly. But I suspect we may see some liberal judges interpreting those rulings very broadly. And so you may have to see that issue resolved first. Then on the merits, as you're right, as you get these different rulings coming out, I suspect what will eventually have to happen is we'll have to go back up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the court will then be asked to rule on the merits of this birthright citizenship question.
So just to, because I always picture, you know, so let's just say there's an individual who came into this country illegally, undocumented, goes to somebody, you know, rushes her to a local emergency room, and she's giving birth to her baby. So usually when you have a baby in America, you get, you get a social security number issued to you. So what happens? I'm just thinking about all the stuff when I have my kids. You know what I mean? Like, then what happens? So is that all on hold? Because you wouldn't get a social, right?
Well, as the law stands today, then that child would be considered an American citizen under the current interpretation. And so I think what President Trump has said is that his order, his executive order on birthright citizenship in that circumstance would apply only prospectively. So he set a deadline in the future to make it clear that current individuals in the country wouldn't be impacted. But yes, I think you would see probably the State Department declining to issue passports to children in those circumstances, maybe declining to issue Social Security numbers, other indicators of citizenship. But look, I think you hit on an important problem too. One of the things a lot of people don't realize that happens is there's a very real birth tourism industry right now mm-hmm. that is specifically designed to allow women who are about to give birth to come into the United States, have that child gain American citizenship, and then return back to their home country. So I think those types of scenarios are what is troubling so many people right now.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in and trying to, you know, clarify that for us. We really appreciate you, Zach Smith, as you're with the Heritage Foundation. But I know you've even testified, I believe, in different cases here in Pennsylvania, for example. So one of our great legal minds and experts. Hope you come back. Zach Smith, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me on the show. Take care.
Absolutely. The breaking news of the hour is President Donald J. Trump putting out the word that he is putting it on the Fed to finally lower interest rates. So as the president calls on Jerome Powell in particular, saying, quote, too late, demeans the great credit of the USA. We are now again the number one credit in the world. Gigantic comeback. The Fed rate should be reflective of this. We should be at the top of the list, lower in all caps. President Trump putting this out just 20 minutes ago right now, saying, quote, lower the rate. So he's talking about the stock market, tech stocks, talking about lowering the interest rates, which would be huge for America. So that breaking news. Hi, Dawn Stensland at Dawn Stensland on X. Thank you for being here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And started out the last hour by talking about this story that was an exclusive broken by the Daily Caller News Foundation. And the headline was Trump's Education Department ends free tuition for illegals. And we personalized it with our executive producer, Dan Borowski, and talked about that a lot. So we're grateful to have an education reporter at the Daily Caller News Foundation. This is Jaron Krausen joining me live. Jaron, thank you so much for being here. Great job breaking the story.
Thank you so much for having me.
So take us through what you're seeing this morning. And this was, as you write, Jaron, the Clinton-era rule allowing illegals, and these are many of them, and I looked at the Pennsylvania numbers, for example, by the thousands, undocumented. They're able to access, as you write, taxpayer funds for, and this in particular is technical and career schools. So take us through the news that you broke this morning, if you would, and then we'll break it down.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I mean, when I saw this announcement, I was a bit taken aback because I had no idea such a thing was even happening.
Yeah.
But basically, the Department of Education announced this morning that they were revoking a Clinton-era Department of Education rule that basically sidestepped Congress, saying that taxpayer just could not subsidize illegal aliens. And the Department of Education in 1997 said, actually, this doesn't apply to us somehow. So the Department of Education today said, that's actually not true. We're changing our interpretation because it's just plainly false.
Yeah. So when we think about this, and I think you bring up a great point, Jaron, and that is, who the heck knew this was even going on all the way back to the Clinton administration? And I was looking at advocacy sites this morning, you know, just checking in between as far as, and these are advocates for doing this, by the way, and they guesstimate that America, the United States of America, is home to at least 500,000 undocumented, you know, students. They call them undocumented, but they're, if you're undocumented, you're illegal. And now you're here in the education system. So when you look at this, what have you learned from this as we now it dawns on us? Wow. So we're probably talking, I imagine, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's probably a modest estimate if you go all the way back since the Clinton administration.
Right. I mean, obviously, this has been flying under the radar for the majority of Americans for almost 30 years now. So you really have to think, not only how much have taxpayer funds been funneling towards programs for illegal immigrants, but also what else is out there that we don't know about?
Yeah, and on this one, even I'm looking at, so is this just, I just want to clarify, Is this specifically for technical and career schools, or are they going to say this is for higher education, or if somebody's undocumented, or are they going to go toward, for example, because in our, where I'm broadcasting from in Philadelphia, across our region, you know, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, just like the rest of the nation, there are a lot of technical high schools that some of them private, some of them public. So would this then apply to, for example, high schools?
Well, the Trump administration has already announced that taxpayer funds cannot go towards colleges to pay for illegal immigration's tuition. And they have recently been cracking down on these schools that are still kind of allowing illegal immigrants to access cheaper tuition at the expense of taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this this new guidance does specifically apply to these kind of technical education programs. And in theory, it should already not be going towards any other post-secondary education. As far as sort of elementary schools and stuff goes, the Trump administration has also been cracking down on that, trying to make sure that, you know, illegal immigrants do not have the same benefits as American citizens, especially at the expense of American citizens. Our schools are already so overcrowded, and we have a teacher shortage, and that should, we should not be educating illegal immigrants at the expense of Americans.
Yeah, and it just, it brings up so many issues, Jaron, because so on one of the advocacy sites, again, they're pro, like they want to, they like the fact that we're paying for undocumented students enrolled in higher education. So this is an advocacy group. They are recording that, for example, and this is just Pennsylvania. Undocumented students graduating high school each year, they've been able to document at least 4,000 students. So I would say that's probably modest in a number. But if they're documenting this, then my question is, how does this work? Because if let's say I'm a taxpayer and I'll just take you to a local district where I know taxes have gone up and up and up, in part in Montgomery County in the suburbs, just outside of Philadelphia, and this is happening across the country, I'm just personalizing it. So let's say you're a taxpayer in a municipality, and you say, well, wait a minute. They say, well, we have to build new schools, and we have to provide all these services to non-English-speaking kids who are now in our schools. And you as the taxpayer say, well, wait a minute. My taxes are going up to pay for this. I have a lawsuit here. I don't think I should pay for it. Who pays for it? Do you see where I'm going? Some of them building new schools, for example. This is to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. So does this, at the very least, give some of these taxpayers in so-called sanctuary municipalities, I would imagine that it gives them some teeth, if you will, to file lawsuits and say, no, this is not right. I shouldn't have to pay for this.
Absolutely. I think this is just one more step in kind of establishing this line of, you know, we don't fund illegal immigrants. And the administration on June 30th has already revoked nearly $7 billion in federal grants that went specifically towards teaching English as a second language, oftentimes to illegal immigrants. So the administration is not taking this lightly. I think they do understand that, you know, Americans don't know that their funds are going towards these things, and they definitely don't want their funds to go towards these things.
Well, listen, we thank you for joining us at last moment. Thank you for your hard work as an education reporter for Daily Caller News Foundation. Jaron Krause, and we really hope you come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So great job, you know, breaking the story. Education, it's a huge issue, front and center. And I just want to point out, if you're thinking, well, Dawn, these are little kids and they're in the community and they're, you know, starting kindergarten, or maybe their parents undocumented have come here and you have a fifth grader and this is an underage child. And of course, they should be able to go to school. The problem with this is the undue, unfair burden that is on school districts. And I think I had told you a long time ago a story, and I have another story of a family as they were looking for schools. A lot of people do this, where you will often shop a school district. You say, well, I want to go to this district because this is a great public school system. And so I know a family fairly recently in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and they were looking, and they actually were talking to principals. That's how, you know, because they care about their kids, they're moving to an area, and there are different homes that they're looking at. And so talking to, off the record, a principal who said, you know what, we are having to divert so many resources away from the kids because we have so many new kids who are kids who don't speak English. So in other words, that is creating a crisis, if you will, in local schools. The principals and whatnot, the teachers, they're not going to talk about this on the record because they don't want to lose their jobs or whatever, because these are sanctuary municipalities. So what's going on is that the English-speaking kids, in other words, the citizens, they get less. So they have to shove them in a bigger classroom, perhaps, or they have to pull resources. And so the money has to be spent to teach now kids who don't speak English, who are here undocumented. Think about that. And this is the result of these horrifying policies. And it just puts an entire community in a really bad situation. And so even if you're a compassionate person, right, and you love children and you love families, okay, everybody does. But in this case, it's not fair when you think about the English-speaking kids and their parents who are paying the property taxes, which have gone up not once, not twice, but now three times to pay for all this. It's not fair. It's just not fair. And it's not fair on the teachers. And now we have teacher shortages. And so you see these failed policies, how all of us pay, but our children pay, our teachers pay. And then the teacher says, well, this is not fair. I have to now, you know, I'm burdened. Now I'm going to quit my job in this district. I'm going to go over here in that district because they're not having to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? There's just a domino impact that we have to recognize. It's not fair. We all pay one way or another, but our children pay as well. And so for those in the, maybe you're saying, well, this is mean. This is mean-spirited. Maybe even you would dare to say it's racist or something of that nature. No. That's not what's going on here. And so I would just submit to you that, you know, these school districts are wise to start documenting the resources they have to pay for undocumented children. And those parents have a right to the information. Because right now in a sanctuary, see, in a sanctuary status, and that's where some of this has to be challenged, if you as a parent want to go to your local school district, you should be able to find out how many kids, and obviously the numbers are there because I'm looking at higherimmigrationportal.org in the state of Pennsylvania. So they're able to track the thousands of undocumented students. If they're able to track it, these stats exist. You as a taxpayer should be able to go and look at that and say, whoa, wait a minute. Why am I paying for this? This is not right. My taxes should not go up. You see what I'm saying? You need to take this upon yourself. You as a taxpayer have a right to that information. And so we'll continue with it, file some freedom of information requests. But this is what needs to happen to vet this entire situation. And at the end of the day, the reason this is so critical, Bucks County, Montgomery County, Delaware County, Chester County, is that once we get these numbers and we present them to the taxpayers and say, these are the numbers in your community, are you willing to pay for this? Because you know what? Then coming up in upcoming elections, you should have the right to say, I didn't vote for this. And so this becomes an issue in upcoming elections. Montgomery County Board of Commissioners, for example, they have two Democrats and one Republican. You see where I'm going here with this? This is across the region. So this will have ramifications. And we know that it's an 80-20 issue, as you know, with President Trump. And many say it's a 90-10 issue. Are you willing to pay for it? Because once you put it on you and you look at your tax bill and you look at your children, then it becomes very personal. This is what we need. We need the facts, and then you can be you. You can vote on what you want to. That's your freedom. That's your choice. 855-839-1210. So Dawn Stensland, I don't know if we have calls yet, but we've got to take a break around the corner. We'll look at all of it. Thanks for being here. So we want to get to some fun stories of the day. But one of the big stories that's happening right now is President Trump trying to put what pressure he can on the Fed to lower interest rates, which would have huge ramifications for all of us, for sure. So we'll talk about that moving forward as he's speaking out. I know he's speaking out on Truth Social, and usually those get posted then over to X and all the other social media platforms. So we'll look for that as we follow up for you on the tariff situation. Tariffs, Trump, and taxes and inflation and the Fed, and what will Jay Powell, he's Jerome Powell, but I guess he goes by Jay. That's his little nickname. So we'll see if Mr. Jay, sassy you, as our, you know, because our economic picture, certainly our outlook is looking great. Everything's looking good. Come on, Jay. Let's do it. What are you waiting for? So
you know who made the media rounds today?
Who?
Mike Pence. And he was talking about...
I saw he was on CNN. I looked up.
He was on CNN too?
He was on CNN.
What's he doing? What's he promoting? Why is he back at it? New season of Johnny Test coming out?
I know, right?
Not Johnny Test. Who's the character that he looks like from the cartoon?
Oh, that's right.
Whatever.
This is my brother would know.
Yeah.
I'm bad with this stuff from back in the day.
Do you want to hear any of him? I don't really care to play him. But or I also have Trump demanding Powell resign.
All right. Let's go to Trump first and then Mr. Fly in the Hair.
He's facing accusations of lying to Congress, which is a potential crime. About the opulent.
Well, he should resign immediately. That's going to lower interest rates. Why don't you call for his resignation?
Thank you. Do you want congressional Republicans to investigate and pursue?
It's okay with me. I think he's terrible. I think, look, we're paying, I call him too late. T-O-O, too late. Like Too Tall Jones for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Too late. He's always late. But he wasn't late with Biden before the election. He was cutting him like crazy. It didn't help too much, did it? But he was cutting them like crazy before the election with Kamala and Biden. He was trying to get them in, I guess. I don't know. He was recommended by somebody that worked for me. I like you better.
Ray Spannon from Johnny Quest is the cartoon character.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was digging for there. Yeah.
So President Trump speaking out, just trying to do what he can. He has said that he, you know, did he say he took Jay Powell out to dinner? What did he say? Remember that? He said something like, I tried to take him out to dinner and I've tried to be very nice. And then he got aggravated and he called him like stupid
refuses
or something.
To lower the Fed rate. Just refuses to do it. And he's not a smart person. I don't even think he's that political. I think he hates me, but that's okay. You know, he should. He should. I call him every name in the book, trying to get him to do something. I've been nice to him. I do it always. I don't know how to sell. I've been so nice to him, fellas, you wouldn't believe. Let's have dinner. Too late. I'd call him too late. Come on, too late. Let's have dinner. I do it every way in the book. I'm nasty. I'm nice. Nothing works. He's like just a stupid person.
It's almost like it's like a Dr. Seuss. You know what I mean? He's like, he's nasty. He's nice. You're stupid. I don't know. It's just sort of, it's like, I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. But I don't know.
Nice, yeah.
He's trying to ease
sugar spice.
I mean, yeah. I guess the Fed has said that they're going to lower rates at least two times, if not three, this year. So I don't know what the heck's going on. I don't understand it because everybody quotes the numbers, but I guess it's Powell keeps saying it's the tariffs. That's what makes him nervous about it. So we'll continue to follow it, but he's you could tell he's just frustrated with it. By the way, just going back to the birthright issue, a New Hampshire judge is set. This was a breaking story just within the past minutes. So a New Hampshire judge now trying to take on the birthright citizenship issue. And so how does that shake out? So you're going to hear this throughout the day. This birthright issue, that's why we wanted to get it on the record as far as talking to our experts at Heritage about it, because you're going to see this pretty much in the headlines every single day, because the left is losing their minds. But as Zioli always says, the lawyers always win, right? But they're just going to throw this spaghetti at the wall. We'll see where it goes. So we're all over it. So, all right. What? Mike Pence?
Yeah,
is that where you're going?
You want some Mike Pence?
Now, what's he doing?
He's just boring. Like, that's really all it comes down. He was on Bloomberg, and he talked about the relationship. He was involved in this at one point, the relationship between Trump and Jerome Powell. And here's what Ray Spannon from Johnny Quest had to say.
Aspect here. Well, first, I think the president of the United States is fully entitled to express his opinion about both the Fed chair and about the Federal Reserve itself. I have long had great concerns about the dual mandate in the Federal Reserve. I think it confuses the issue. The Federal Reserve has this, for your viewers, has a dual mandate to protect the integrity of the dollar and achieve full employment. I think the Federal Reserve ought to just focus on the dollar. And I think that the hesitation that I have seen.
What do you have next to him on YouTube?
And ostensibly the
committee. Is that the cartoon? I don't know this cartoon.
The uncertainty around the.
Yeah, So back in the day, there was way back a cartoon, an adventure cartoon called Johnny Quest that used to be like late nights on a Cartoon Network before even Adult Swim, I think. And Adult Swim then parodied a lot of like the Johnny Quest type cartoons. But it was an adventure cartoon. And he had a person who was kind of like an older advisor that would go on with him on adventures named Ray Spannon. And it's a striking image of Mike Pence that you see there on YouTube.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Could he take some pages out of Ray Spannon's book and not be so dang boring all the time?
Now, apparently this is on like MeTV. So it's still, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
So you can still see this. The Teenage Adventures of Johnny Quest, Haji and Jesse Bannon, as they join Dr. Benton Quest and Ray Spannon on their investigations. Mm-hmm. MeTV. Tunes.
I don't
so
know
I
if
guess
it's
you can still find it.
Still appropriate with Haji, but
that's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, I think is it or isn't it diversified?
So Jimmy says Race was Johnny's bodyguard and tutor.
I'll do anything. I'll talk about anything other than I don't even know.
Next says correction, Dan. Cartoon was actually on Saturdays in the late 60s to early 70s. Well, yeah, I'm talking like late 90s is when I was exposed to it.
Yeah, because I think I'm looking at it. This is something that has been airing, yeah, since the 1950s or 60s, whatever. 1964. I'm looking at it. 60s. So this has. Think about that. This is still popular. People still watch this. That's hysterical.
Yeah. People. Yeah. A lot of nostalgia.
Probably my teenagers who should be vacuuming. I'm like, you guys could wake up early. They're like, well, I have nothing to do. I'm like, I can give you some chores. You could be vacuuming right now.
Yeah, they could be.
They could be.
Or they could,
sleeping.
You know, go to a community center and get stuck in a claw machine.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine this phone call?
Surveillance video shows the entire timeline from when he climbed into the machine to the moment he was finally freed.
Not David
this
here.
Happened
what?
At the Mason Community Center yesterday afternoon. From this angle, you can see the young boy climbing into that machine. People then began to gather outside of it, including the Mason police and fire departments. They brought the machine into a nearby store and closed the gate as they worked to get him free. Now, from the camera inside the store, you can see the moment that the crews get him out of the backside of the machine and finally return him to safety.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy, right?
He got into the claw. The claw. Here's the thing about that. Where is the parent?
That's my thought.
Now, if you're that parent, because that was David. David, to this day... And do you know how usually you lose a lot of money? I don't know. He has a knack. He can win. He can get the thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that mom or dad did not give the kid money. Because that's what happened, right? He's like, I can get that.
I'm going to crawl in.
I can get that little dinosaur. So I'm gonna crawl into the claw.
YouTube.com/@12NWPHT. Please go like, subscribe, click the bell for notifications. Circled on the screen is the kid's back legs as he crawls into the claw machine.
That's hysterical.
Like, this would never happen under your watch, though. Like, you're right. Where the heck are the parents?
Wait a minute. I mean, I will say this. Kids are fast. And if you have a couple of kids, they're fast. And he climbs up there. They show it. It's how many? I mean, it's pretty fast. This kid's a climber. get him in sports, man. This kid is athletic. He's a little kid, but, I mean, that's pretty impressive that he got in there. But, you know, I'm not going to judge on that one because let's say it's 45 seconds. You turn, you have one little kid, and you're like, boom, where'd he go? And he's, and you look over, and you're like, OMG. He's in the freaking claw machine. You're like, get out of there. And I can't.
So that's his dad. Okay. So I'm doing some analysis here. You see right in the right side of the video, YouTube.com, there's a guy with glasses on his forehead. And you see the kid.
That's dad.
I think it is because you see the kid jump into the arms. Right?
Because you know that dad is just thinking, oh, your mother's going to kill me. And now it's on the news. So it's not like you can just avoid the situation.
Yeah.
Do you know?
He can't cover it up when he goes back to mom.
And does the mom say, that would have never happened under my watch? And especially, here's the real problem. Let's say mom and dad are no longer married, and now your kid is on TV. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. You're going to get it. You better hope mom and dad are married. Because if they're not, and even if they are, it's... You're never going to live that down, Dad. Really?
But great point from our YouTube watchers, though.
Yeah? What?
Like, why do they have to call? Can't they just unlock the machine? Did they really have to call in the fire department to get the kid out?
Well, how did the kid, because he got, how did he get in there? And so, yeah, to your point, why did they have to get all those first responders? I'm imagining there's a security issue from the standpoint, because why do they have to go in a store? They have to push the machine in the store. They have to lock the gate, right? So they're worried about the money or something. Is that what they're worried about?
I don't know. Like, yeah, because the gate is definitely down there in the image, yeah.
So how did the kid... This kid...
He just don't want people coming and shopping when there's this kind of emergency going on.
But... This kid is not only athletic, but resourceful and brilliant. This is why I'm the absolute worst. I'm the worst. I'm such an enabler because if this happens to my kid, I'm like, you got to give it to my kid. You know, parenting, you can criticize the parent, but this kid is resourceful, athletic. And by the way, the kid found a way to get in there when in fact, 10 adults couldn't figure out how to get him out. They had to get first responders. Do you know what I'm saying? So the kid is a brilliant kid. And by the way, if you paid attention to your kid while you're shopping and buy them food, because this dad, I'm just saying, he's a tightwad and it's not buying him, as our mom, my brother and I always say, this is why I hate shopping. She would never buy us an Orange Julius. In the mall.
How
Never.
Dare her?
Nope.
She robbed you of the great flavors
wouldn't
of
do
the
it.
Julius?
Wouldn't do it. If you had bought your
I'm
kid.
I'm infuriated for you.
Yeah, buy him the
no
food.
No strawberry banana smoothies?
That's right. Because if they're all sugared
no
up.
No mango sunrises?
Yeah. If they're all sugared up, it's like. And you get that sugar buzz and then you get the sugar drop. Which is why my mom would never do it. Because she's like, no, you kids can drink water. Which is, I guess, a Maha before Maha was a thing.
I guess.
Anyway.
It's probably how I'll be, too. I don't want the sugared up kids running around.
But they do then have the sugar, like, downer, and then they just...
Like every once in a while, though, a nice Auntie Anne's and Orange Julius combo is necessary.
And then they're easier to control. Let's take a quick break, shall we? We'll be right back. So we've been dealing all this week, last night, today, with all of these, the flooding... Dan and I were just looking at all the different stuff, even, you know, D.C., Boston, the entire East Coast. For us, heavy rain and all these horrible storms, uprooted trees. I know many of you had a rough morning commute, depending on where you were. But these flood warnings are continuing. So it looks like right around 4 o'clock this afternoon is when we're going to see scattered thunderstorms reemerge. So right now it's just cool and cloudy. I know, I'm sorry. And we have power outages still going on, but the flood warnings continue in some areas. I think Delaware County, Chester County. I know that I-95 south of Cottman Ave this morning, that had a little bit of flooding on I-95. And so we're still seeing, we're not out of this. It's 78 degrees right now. and 84 the high today. I just want to give you this update just in case you're hitting the roadways. But we still have downpours that we're going to be facing this afternoon. I'm sorry. I didn't think it's not going to be as severe, I guess, as it was yesterday. But we are going to have some heavy rain striking us. And it's right during the afternoon and evening rush, unfortunately.
You called my attention to this. CNBC has been having some great footage. And they've been really covering this well, the flooding. And they actually spoke with some business owners who are hit pretty hard up in Bucks County, if you want to hear from them.
Yeah.
Here you go.
That's right, Sarah. This is one of the communities affected by the flash flooding. And with more severe weather in the forecast, like we just heard, officials here really want people to listen to officials and to avoid traveling during these severe weather events after several road rescues were made yesterday. This was the parking lot of Custom Auto Body in Feasterville during the storm. Water spilling onto Philmont Avenue and neighboring properties Tuesday evening.
When we get weather, we get a little nervous around here.
Owner Kevin Layton says thankfully no cars were damaged, the water stopping just short, but their office and shop did take on about a foot of water.
Some of our electronic tools that, you know, probably won't survive. Spot welders and plastic welders and stuff like that.
It was also in this area where local fire officials say a few people were rescued from their cars stuck in the rushing water.
The water comes up fast and everybody thinks they can make it through water where they say turn around, don't drown, and people just, they completely ignore that and they'll drive through anyway. They get stuck, and then when we make a rescue, no matter what kind of rescue it is, we are putting other people in danger trying to help them.
In the Croftwood apartments, several residents were still dealing with flood damage today, including Lisa Moon.
It was like a river, just water flowing, like we were being swept. Everything was floating.
Sopping wet towels were still on her floor. She says this is not the first time her apartment, which she shares with her son, has flooded during severe weather.
It's a disgrace to make. I don't know anybody that should live like this. Nobody should have to live like this.
And we spoke with the manager of that apartment complex today. She said that she's been in touch with corporate about the flooding issues in some of those units and also has been working to get cleanup crews into the 7 units that were affected by the weather yesterday. Now, there's a regular township meeting this evening, and some folks have said that they may go and voice some concerns about drainage and flooding in this area in general.
So that's Trish Hartman, 6ABC. Thanks for playing that, Dan. It's, you know, we're dealing with it locally, and I know in Glen Mills and across Delaware County, Chester County. So be safe, as we say. There's also another alert that I had seen, and this as we just passed the Jaws 50th anniversary. Dun, 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 as you're at the Jersey Shore. So there's also a great story about what do you think about the possibility of creating a new shark alert system. You know, we talk about alerts like for storms or floods, but what about, you know, Congress is actually now taking action and considering whether or not we should have for beachgoers on the local beaches an alert system. And it's the U.S. Senate passed Lulu's Law, as it's called. It's named after an Alabama teenager who was bitten by a shark last year, and it'll allow authorities to send out cell phone alerts when there's been a shark attack similar to a weather alert. Lulu's Law is now heading to the House for approval. So the only thing I'm going to say to that is if you're in the water, you're not going to have your cell phone. What? So... Do you know what I mean?
It's a great point.
So you're going to have some poor, I'm picturing like myself or my husband or a parent, you know what I mean? And your teenage, your because it's always Larry, and he's always got to be the furthest one out. It's Larry and David usually in my family. They're way out there, and I picture like my stepdaughter Stacia and I, we're like, you know what I mean? We're like knee deep, you know? And we're looking, and all of a sudden you hear your cell phone, you're like, yo, Lair Bear, get out the water. Because he's the furthest one. He's going to get the shark bite. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what, yeah, if you're at the beach, but you're not in the water, ding, ding.
Well, Larry's probably lost his phone by that point.
So. Well, he's saying you can't have your cell phone out there, so they need to have, I mean, obviously the lifeguard could have it, but the lifeguard already saw the fin. And I think this music should play. You should just have loudspeakers with this music just to freak everybody out. What do you think?
I think it's a fantastic idea. It's a really
shark.
Really
good idea. Just have this music.
Were you telling us a story about a surfer out in Australia who like survived some crazy?
This was incredible. Thank you for that on Kale and Company earlier. So if you forgive me, but this is a teenager who's, and in Australia, you know, this is what they do. They're practically born on a surfboard. So this teen, he goes out there and he's out having a good time. All of a sudden, he's swept out to sea. Parents are absolutely, you can't even imagine the worry. Search crews, choppers, everybody's drones are looking for this kid. Nightfall comes. And now, overnight, I'm sure the parents did not sleep. They still are searching. He's nowhere to be found. But the parents keep saying, look, he's athletic. He's a great swimmer. Because you know in Australia, because I worked for a lady who's Australian, she said, Dawn. She has Carolyn. She has a beautiful accent. She would say, Dawn, we teach our children, don't you know? They teach their kids how to swim at 9 months old in Australia because they're in the water.
I can't do that.
I know. Where's Jimmy Kelly? The story goes that they hold out hope overnight into the next day. And do you know, there's this tiny, like, remote island way the heck many, many miles away. They found him. They found him. He somehow was washed up. He swam. He was treading. I guess he had the surfboard.
I have footage of
you
this.
You do?
I have him. He did an interview with an Australian service. I'm pulling that up now. If you give me 30
it's
seconds.
Incredible.
If you can talk
so
for
he's
30,
fine. Yeah. I'm sure he was starving as teenagers, you know, eat you out of house and home. So
it's like Tom Hanks.
He was, yeah, right? So he's starving. He's a teenager. But he somehow survived this and was able to swim and tread water and the whole thing. Thank God. They said the rescue crews and all the experts said one in a million.
You want that?
Yeah, let's hear.
Here we go.
Found alive after he went missing on the New South Wales north coast yesterday. The teenager has been found on an offshore island after a major multi-agency operation. Reporter Claire Simmons is in Woolleye and joins us now. Claire, just how far away from the mainland was the teenager found?
Yes, it's got rescuers a bit mystified. North Solitary Island, which you can see is a bit of a smudge in the distance behind me, is 13 kilometres offshore from Woolleye, which itself is northeast of Coffs Harbour. And this very isolated beach was where he was last seen. So he came down here, his family said he left home about 2:30 with his 8-foot-long Malibu and his bike. His bike was later found here when they couldn't recover him. There was also a false sighting of him rock fishing at another location, but he did come here for surf, but he somehow ended up 13 kilometres offshore at North Solitary Island, so named because the island group is a solitary island group.
And Claire, tell us about the part the local community
played. Okay,
well, I
guess we don't hear from the teenager. I thought we did.
Oh, darn. We'd love to hear from the kid.
We just heard some great Australian reporting.
Claire, Woolleye. So I guess there are these tiny little islands that are just sort of speckled. And what's 13 kilometers? Is that 8 miles? Forgive me. 8 to 10 miles away, let's say.
No idea the metric system.
But he's swept away. And thank God he's okay. But you think about what that would take and those parents. So thank God that he's okay. And those waters are shark infested. We often hear that's one of the number one spots in the world, right? That we hear about the shark attacks.
Yeah.
Where people get bitten. So this kid, the fact that he did not get bitten, the fact that he did not drown, what a strong swimmer, what a survivor. Amazing. It's a miracle.
Yeah. Picture of him up there on YouTube as our Australian friend continues her reporting. We kind of have to break, but I really want to know more about this. Were you, like, actually in Australia doing reporting?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't. I worked for a lady who was, she comes here, but I would love, and she's invited me and us all the time. She goes, you can stay with us. She owns a company called Dream. You want to go with? Yeah, we can.
Yeah, just put me in a suitcase.
So Dan and Dawn, we'll do like a road trip. You think Greg Stocker will approve of this?
Sure. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. So tell me more about this stuff.
Well, around the corner, let's say. Let's talk about it around the corner. We'll all take the trip together. Be right back. Yeah. Oh, I said now I get myself in trouble because I mentioned Dream Baby. And, you know, I've lived more lives than a cat. So there was a time, and actually it was, I think when I was still doing this for Dream Baby as one of their spokespeople for Dream Baby products, if you've ever seen, especially the baby gates, but they do everything. Mm-hmm. And so I did it for a number of years and continued with it when I first started here on the Rich Zeoli show. But then over time, I was doing too much with Adjunct Professor, Dream Baby, the Zeoli show.
I'm going to go to youtube.com/@12WPHD right now to see this.
So Dan, the stinker.
You know I'm going to find it if you mention it.
Because you have to do the demonstrations that the products come with. I know, and I think they still, there I am, putting together a baby gate.
Wait, are you doing a voiceover?
Fasten the mounting cups to the wall with double-sided adhesive tape. The mounting cups must be screwed
into place. Look at those perfect
fingernails.
So there I am, doing the baby gate thing. And actually, you and Maisie,
I'm looking at this baby. I'm like, we want like the tension on the sides. And
yeah, these are. You know what? I probably have that particular metal gate.
If you have some,
yeah. So I'll have to
give
you. I'll have to bring them. I'm gonna have to bring them into
like
work.
A perfect gate. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I have some baby gates for you. But yeah, they're
open. Slide the button and lift the door. The gate opens both ways and also features a convenient smart stay open feature on both sides, making it easy to walk through.
So what you're saying, we would do this in somebody's home that they would set up, and she'd go, Dawn, can you make sure you make it look easy? Because it's so easy.
Oh, so this is the Australian lady we were talking about before the break.
Carolyn Ziegler.
Gotcha.
Greatly. She and her husband, Tony, and they're great people, and they live in Australia, and she actually does not live too far from the Murdochs. She's like, darling, you should come to Australia, and you could see Rupert. He's a neighbor. But she lives in Australia. But she started out as, what am I doing?
Vitally important to read through all the warnings, all the installation instructions, all the care and maintenance
my skin
information.
Cover in their legal butts there. I know. I'm going to have to watch this if I end up getting that gate.
There's my video. I know. And they have you wear the skin tight, like shirts and pants as you're walking through the baby gate stuff. It's not easy.
I got to ask. Was that the director asking you to caress the gate?
Yeah. Dawn, can you please caress? Oh, perfect. I know. It's the stuff you do in your career. But it's for a good cause. It's for safety. It's for baby safety. You crack me up. You really do.
Yeah.
Do we have to go? Or are we going to Dom? Now I'm like embarrassed. We're looking at this stuff. But look, it's very important. But Carolyn started out as a school teacher and came up with this company, Entrepreneur. And now they're, obviously quite well to do. Going from that, but shows you her spirit of entrepreneurship. Dawn, can you please caress the gate, as we say?
that's a strong caress there. That is a strong caress.
Oh, we had fun with it.
There it is one more time, Dawn.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
For those of you who are not watching, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. YouTube.com/@12WPHD. Dom, does Dom
help me out?
Has he ever done an infomercial? I'm curious.
Have you ever done any of this stuff?
I've done voiceovers and.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.